how many of you understand that push come to shove, you're most likely to take the path of least resistance through whatever presents itself to you? You understand that? It's mechanical in us. It's almost instantaneous. Anything a human being does that is along the path of least resistance is by its very nature a half action. The action itself is a half action. No one learns anything true and valuable from a half action. If you want to know why our world looks the way it does today, in fact, why our lives, as that may apply, are the way they are, it's because of half actions. You're taught, don't put all your eggs in one basket. In this physical world, it is wise, as I like to say, to put your faith in Allah, but tie up your camel. But when your householder life and everything connected to the pursuit of the pleasures and powers that may come as a result of your activities, when that life is the first and foremost life, which includes the pursuit of approval, the hope for authority over others that you're able to somehow impress, when that life is the first order of things, everything you do in it, because it is the first order, will be a half action. And the reason it'll be a half action is because you aren't discovering anything. You are continually in a life that requires you proving everything. And when you try to prove yourself to this world through half actions, you always live in fear. I've said this over so many years now, but it's an invaluable lesson. You must go to the end of things. If you don't go to the end of things, you will never know the true possibilities you have, because your true possibility as a human being only appears at the end of things. There is a part of ourself that wants nothing to do with actually going all the way through and into something, because it will require me, in quotes, meeting all of the other parts of me that want what they want when they want them, and that are in conflict with this one single thing that I know that I must do or be. Whether it's a simple task of finishing the dishes properly in the sink, or taking an interior assignment and keeping with the intention until something has been mined from your effort. Don't die of half actions. And the way you'll know that you're getting ready to make a complete action is that you will hear something in you screaming about the fact of how much else there is you have to do or what should be done somehow or other, and it just can't afford. You just don't have what it takes. You just can't give up what is required. It's too much for you. You'll know, spiritually speaking, you're going in the right direction when you're constantly confronted with something saying, this is too much, this is too much, this is too much. Because who you are and what you are, there's no such thing as too much. There's the continual revelation of a part of you that is by its nature a half action, a limitation. And only in its exposure does something new take place in a human being. And until then, that man or woman lives a life of half action. And if you want to know whether that applies to you or not, count the number of ways in which you excuse yourself to yourself. How many justifications you have for why your life is the way it is. Excuses and justifications are all the bitter fruit of a half-action life.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit, Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.